Hello and welcome to the Project Love podcast. I'm Selina Barker.
And I'm Vicky Pavitt. And this is our Get Ready for Love series, where we offer practical tips and guidance on how to navigate the modern dating world and find the right partner for you.
Okay, Vicky, so the question for today, how can I stop always seeming to attract the unavailable ones into my life?
Oh, the big question on everybody's lips. There's never a way to avoid it completely, because when you open up, when you're dating, you can't just selectively open up about who comes in into your dating space, dating life. You're not going to be able to always control who you attract, but I think you can definitely reduce the chances of always attracting the unavailable ones, or having a pattern of only ever attracting the unavailable ones. You can definitely work on that.
And well, so, sorry, just jumping in, just because it's making me think of a lesson in Get Ready for Love, which is like attracts like.
Yeah.
And which is was a huge lesson of mine, particularly around this of attracting, always seeming to attract emotionally unavailable people. And I've talked about this before, I've talked about it before on this series, that at the start of working with you, I did this test to see how unavailable, emotionally unavailable I was, and I scored almost 100%, which was such a big shock to me, because I thought I was the available one. I was, poor me, always attracting the unavailable ones. But actually what it made me realise and what I learned was like, that behaviour is coming from, I'm actually not being available. And so, of course, I'm attracting other people who are saying they want to be in a relationship, but actually they're also not available. It is reassuring to know that you're going to attract, but there are going to be unavailable people turning up in your dating journey. But when you start working on your own opening up and being available and getting ready for love, then you will definitely see a change in the people that come into your space. You will find more and more available people turning up in your space.
Yeah. And I think that's a really good point, because sometimes we are unavailable ourselves because actually deep down we're scared of getting hurt.
Maybe we
were really hurt by an ex relationship. And while we consciously say we want to find love again, there is such a huge amount of fear attached to getting into a relationship again. What if I get hurt again like I did last time? It was so painful last time. Can I go through that again? And so sometimes we become unavailable ourselves to protect ourselves from that hurt and pain.
Yeah. The way I saw it when I was dating and going through my own journey of going from being unavailable to available was that, you know, the dating world is full of people who've been hurt, and some of us have put walls up. And so we're kind of in the pool of people who are walking around who want to be in a relationship, but they've got their walls up. So we're kind of attracting one another. We recognize it. We sort of, unconsciously finding our way towards one another, because like attracts like. The more I healed myself and those past hurts and looked at rejection as redirection and really stepped into a much healthier way of looking at dating and relationships, I felt like I was moving from that pool of people with their walls up to the pool of people who'd brought their walls down and were actually available. You can definitely move from being unavailable to being available, because I went through that journey and I would never have guessed in a million years that I was unavailable. I thought I was available and I just kept attracting the unavailable ones.
Yeah.
So it was such an interesting way of really sensing that shift into like a different club.
Yeah. And you know, you can ask yourself a question. What's in this for me? I keep I've got this pattern of attracting unavailable people. What's in it for me? Is there a payoff?
Definitely.
And that could be quite an interesting journaling piece to do, because there might be that payoff. It's protecting me. It's protecting me from hurt and pain. Right. So then maybe if I was to work on that, healing that hurt and pain and healing the past, maybe it would help me to open up, become more available. And then you'll probably find that you start attracting in more of the people who are available.
Yeah.
So like we say with Get Ready for Love, this is really about maximizing your chances of meeting available quality potential partners and reducing the likelihood that you're going to meet the unavailable ones. Because you can't always control this 100%. You can't control, you can't just say, right, I'm going to work on myself so much that I never attract the unavailable ones. There will always be people that you meet that maybe don't don't want the same things as you, but you can definitely reduce the chances, or you can change the pattern.
Oh, and you can spot it earlier.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Yes. Why don't we talk about some of the signs of someone who is unavailable?
Oh, yes.
So, well, someone, let's talk about it actually in the context of being available. So someone who's available for a relationship has this willingness to let things develop. They are willing to have some momentum around dating. Mm. After date one, there's a willingness to want to book in date two.
Yeah.
And if they're not willing to meet up again after the first date, or they're not, or they're kind of dragging their heels
around it. Yeah,
and there's flakiness, and they're not wanting to commit to a date or time for this date. Maybe it feels like an idea. Oh, we should go for another drink sometime, someday. If it's just an idea and it's not an actual date, and they're reluctant to actually book that in, then that's already telling you that they're not available for a relationship. And every time that happens, extend gratitude, because they've set you free to find someone who is available, who wants to find a loving relationship with someone like you. And then also think about how they behave on the date. Is there a two-way conversation, or is it them dominating and not letting you get a word in edgeways? Are they willing to get to know you? Are they interested in who you are as a person? Do they ask questions? Do they show a level of interest in you? So that's something to look at as well.
I should think so. If I were on a date with someone and they didn't ask me any questions about me, I would be like, I'm out.
Mm. And also, we've talked about this in previous Get Ready for Love podcasts, but are they just interested in being a pen pal, or are they wanting to actually meet up in real life? If you never actually meet them in real life and they're just texting you and there's no willingness to actually want to meet in real life, then that's a non-starter anyway.
Yeah.
So you're looking for momentum. Each interaction, whether it's online or offline, is building on the last.
That's so interesting, the momentum piece.
Yeah.
So if they're not willing to get into that momentum, then they're just probably, they're not available.
Yeah.
To you.
Yeah, exactly. And okay. I think, you know, somebody could feel uncomfortable with intimacy and closeness. They may have this avoidant attachment style that we mentioned earlier. It doesn't mean to say that they're unavailable. There is a higher chance that they are, but they might actually just be on a learning journey with this, and maybe both of you could help each other to feel more securely attached in the relationship. But there needs to be a willingness, if this is the case, a willingness to want to go on that learning journey and to learn and grow in the relationship and to help things move forward. And there needs to be that willingness to build the momentum together. Because you can have fears, of course, you know, you can be dating someone who wants to be in a relationship, but they're just very scared, and it may feel a bit stop-start in the beginning. But if there's that willingness to open up about that, communicate with you about that, then I think you can work towards feeling more securely attached and to feel more comfortable. So if you are dating and you realize that someone does turn out to be unavailable, then just tell yourself they're not the right person for you. The best thing that you can do is just keep showing up, because maybe the next date will be. And just keep showing up and take breaks if you need to, and, you know, step away from the apps and come back to them with a renewed sense of energy and enthusiasm, and do what you need to do to help you to do that. But keep showing up, because the next date could be, they could be available, and they could be the right person for you. You've been listening to the Get Ready for Love series on the Project Love podcast.
We really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you're feeling stuck in your love life and finding dating to be frustrating and exhausting, then come and join Get Ready for Love, our 30-lesson online course to transform your love life.
As well as having us, Selena and Vicky, as your co-pilots on your 30-lesson journey, bringing you a lesson every day and videos and audio tutorials bursting with energy and love, you'll also be welcomed into our private Facebook group, The Love Zone, where you can hang out with like-minded women and ask for help and guidance whenever you need it.
It really is gorgeous in there. So if you'd like to sign up to the Get Ready for Love course, or you'd like to find out more about love coaching with Vicky, then head on over to loveprojectlove.com.